International Bible Studies. Lesson for August 28, 2022. The Tree of Life. Key verse, Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22 verse 14. Selected Scripture. Revelation 22 verse 10 through 21. The symbolic of tree of life, which would have permitted the perfect man Adam and his offspring to live forever, is first mentioned in the book of Genesis. Genesis 2 verse 9, 3 verse 22. In our key verse, there is a tree of life from which those who do God's commandments have a high right to partake. Other Bible translations, such as the Rotherham Emphasized Bible, render the phrase, they that do his commandments, as, they who are washing their robes. Doing or washing, both imply a conscious effort on the part of the individual to prove oneself faithful to the requirements of the kingdom arrangement, and thus allow them the right to the tree of life. Matthew 25 verse 34 through 40. Those not willing to do or wash will be without, John says. That is, by their lack of action they will be out of harmony with the kingdom arrangement. Such ones who refuse to reform themselves during the kingdom will not be permitted to continue to live. Revelation 22 verse 15. Matthew 25 verse 41 through 46. Revelation 22 verse 16 gives a clear confirmation that Jesus is the one who gives this message. Jesus is the root. Root signifies the origin or source of life. By being the origin of the purchase of Adam and the whole human race, Jesus can give life to humanity. According to the flesh, our Lord Jesus was, through his mother, the son or offspring of David. By virtue of the willing sacrifice of his undefiled life, he has become the root of David. When and how did Christ become David's root or source of life? It is by the same means and at the same time that he became David's Lord, by his death and subsequent resurrection on the third day. Revelation 1 verse 5, Acts 10 verse 36 and 40. Paul states, Christ both died and rose, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. Romans 14 verse 9. In the kingdom, the Spirit and the bride will say, Come to each one when they are raised from the dead. Revelation 22 verse 17. Each person will be invited to willingly enter into the kingdom arrangement and choose to obey God's principles. No one will be forced or coerced. Those who hear and thirst for this new righteous order refer to the many people and nations who will be obedient in the kingdom. These, too, will have the privilege to say come, inviting and encouraging others to join them in following the Lord. Isaiah 2 verse 3. Micah 4 verse 2. At that time, God's heavenly representatives, Jesus and the bride class, will pour upon the house of David, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of supplications. Zechariah 12 verse 10. John concludes his recording of the revelation given to him, stating, He which testifies these things says, Surely, Greek, nigh, meaning a strong affirmation, I come quickly. Then John adds, Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22 verse 20. John must have realized, from the many things which were revealed to him in signs and symbols, that it would be a long period of time before the kingdom of God would be established on earth. However, Jesus' last message to John was, Surely, I come quickly. How true this is for each of us. Like John, we have only our present lifetime to transform our heart and mind into the likeness of Christ, and if faithful, to be with the Lord in glory.